USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pelé has died.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, as well as heart and kidney problems. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
The chaos continues with Southwest Airlines. More than 2,500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. That's so far today, according to FlightAware. The website notes just about every other airline is back up and running at normal operations after a massive snowstorm hit the U.S. The travel ban is being lifted in western New York. This comes nearly a week after a major storm buried Erie County in several feet of snow and killed dozens of people. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says roads are becoming passable again, but a travel advisory will remain in effect in Erie County as cleanup continues. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Trump.
The House Ways and Means Committee plans to release Trump's personal and business returns from 2015 through 2020. The anticipated release comes as the Democratic-led panel said the IRS failed to properly audit Trump's taxes for several years while he was in office. The committee voted to release the documents last week, but has been redacting personal information before posting them publicly. Trump was the first presidential candidate in decades to not release his tax returns during his campaign for president.
Amazon is working on a standalone app with sports content. Reports say the app is aimed at highlighting Amazon's deals with NFL, Premier League, and the New York Yankees. This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Officials in Ukraine say Russia carried out one of its largest missile strikes since the war began. The attacks targeting Kiev and other cities Thursday used a combination of drones and cruise missiles to damage critical infrastructure. Several regions were left without power, including 40% of residents in Kiev. With 2023 right around the corner, some states and cities are set to introduce new laws.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
More Americans are filing for unemployment. The Labor Department reports claims for the week that ended on December 24th increased to 225,000. That's compared to last week's number of 216,000. Starbucks is making changes to its rewards program, requiring members to spend more to earn some popular freebies. Starting February 13th, members will need 100 stars, Starbucks term for points, to get one cup or hot or iced coffee or tea, a baked good, a packaged snack, or a to-go cup. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning...